My name is Evan Parker. I am 16 years old. Today is November 23rd, 2018, and I am speaking with Judy Fulton, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Egg Harbor Township in New Jersey. Okay, so to start off, what was your childhood like?
My childhood was very simple because my parents were both working adults, and in order to survive, they needed to both work. So we didn't go on a lot of vacations, and we didn't take a lot of time off. But I have a sister, and my sister and I used to do a lot of outdoor play in our neighborhood. We had a good time, but it was very simple.
What kind of jobs did your parents have?
My dad was a shipping and receiving manager for a bag company, and my mom was a cashier for a grocery store. Both had been there for a considerable number of years at each job.
So, how did they meet? Do you know?
Yeah, my grandfather was a Boy Scout troop leader, and my dad was in the Boy Scouts, and the Boy Scouts had a camp at a lake in a small town, and my mom lived in the town where the lake was and would go to the lake, and she met him there at the lake.
So, what is your favorite memory of your childhood?
My mom was an extremely creative lady. While she did work, she would make time to make homemade things for us. One summer, and she did it for all the kids in the neighborhood. One summer, she made marionettes for us out of just blocks of wood and some felt, and she dressed them, and we had a great time with them. Those were enjoyable times, knowing that my mom would do whatever she could to make it fun.
Who would you say was the biggest influence on your life?
I would have to say, as a child, my grandparents on my dad's side. They were very family minded and very strong faith based. They were from my grandfather came from Poland when he was 3 years old. My grandmother was born here in the United States, and so they worked very hard to have what they had, but they would babysit for my sister and I over the summers while mom worked and we were off from school. And my grandmother would do a lot of things with us, playing games and teaching us about gardening and different things like that. Those are very fond memories for me of the time spent with them.
You said that your grandfather came here from Poland when he was young.
Yes.
So, did he ever share like what it was like there?
Well, because he was only three, I don't think he really had a lot of memories from there. His formative years, he was in the United States, up in northern New Jersey.
Or like what his parents told him, or
They would have been leaving Poland around the time of the Tsar in Russia, and so I don't know if life was beginning to gear up toward the First World War, and that's the reason that they left. I don't really know what the reason was that they came here. But he came through Ellis Island, and I was able to find his name on the registry, the family name on the registry.
That's cool. So, moving on from childhood, what was school like for you?
School was my first 3 years of school, or 4 years counting kindergarten, were in a Catholic school in a city-type setting in northern New Jersey. And it was really pretty tough back then. The sisters were, they were allowed to smack your hand with a ruler, and they were very strict. Then my parents were able to buy a home, and we moved a little bit further north in New Jersey to a little more suburban kind of an atmosphere, and I went to public school, and things there were a lot different. I was not exactly the best student, so school memories for me are not necessarily fond memories.
What kind of changes were like?
Well, the discipline was tough. And in the school in the city, we lived in Passaic. It was a Polish Catholic church that we attended, and the school was part of that church, and so we had to take Polish. We were learning Polish in school, and it was pretty tough. But then moving into a small suburban town, it was no uniforms, and so it was a little bit more relaxed.
So moving on, how did you and Grandpa meet?
Well, I had gone to business school for bookkeeping after high school, and got a job working in a company that was a government subcontractor in their accounting department. And back in those days, computer systems took up a whole floor of the building because the air had to be controlled and kept really cool, and cabling and everything was run under the flooring. And so, you know, it was a specific setup for that. So he worked for the company that provided the computers, which was Sperry Univac. And we met at work.
So, because I never met Grandpa since he died before I was born, what was he like?
He was a very quiet man of few words, very smart. He was the king of trivia. He knew more useless information than anybody I've ever met, but interesting facts, not just foolishness, just things that really didn't pertain to his job or, you know, anything like that. It was just amazing. He was an avid reader. Loved his family, was a good provider, and did a lot of traveling for his job. He was in computer, like I said before, he left Univac after a time and went to work for another company, but everything he did was always computer based. And so he would travel to different countries to take care of machinery that was computer operated, and could be gone for 6 weeks at a time. He was in Europe and in South America and Asia for his job, Canada. So pretty interesting lifestyle.
What was your like favorite story that he would he shared from one of these trips?
Well, he had, near the end of his life, he was doing a lot of work in Asia, and he got to go to Korea. And you know that your aunt is adopted from Korea. So he had the opportunity to meet with a gentleman that he was working, the company that the man owned, Grandpa worked for, and on the computers there. And so he got the opportunity to share her paperwork, her adoption paperwork, with this gentleman who was able to translate a lot of things that were written in Korean, and gave us a little bit better understanding of where she had come from. And he got to know this gentleman pretty personally, and learned that their ideas about work are so much different than ours. And the gentleman had a son who was coming up in the company, but his idea was that this son of his needed to start on the ground floor and learn the whole business from the ground floor up before he could be in charge. And that, and Grandpa was so moved by that, because in the United States, it wasn't always that way. It was, you know, when the son came on board, he just moved into a position. And so, you know, it was pretty interesting. He shared a lot of that information with me, which I found fascinating.
What's your favorite memory that you have of Grandpa?
Oh, traveling with him. I was able to go on a couple of trips out of the country with him, and spending time with him, and getting to see the sights that he had gotten to see, and enjoy a little bit of downtime, just the two of us, and watching him be so excited when your uncle was born, because we had your mom, and then your aunt was adopted, and then your uncle was quite a surprise. And so watching your grandfather just interact with him and be so excited that he had a son.
So going back, because I probably forgot to ask this, but what would you do for fun as a child?
As a child? We spent a lot of times outside. We had two young men who lived next door, well, boys at the time. We were little girls and they were boys. And we would do a lot of playing cowboys and robbers, and playing tag in the yard, and swinging. My dad had built a rope swing in the yard hanging from a huge tree, and he put one rope swing on one side of the tree and one on the other, and my sister and I would spend a lot of time doing that in the summers especially.
So, because I know that you're religious, how were you as a child in religion? Like, what did you think of it?
Well, spending a lot of time with my grandparents, who were very religious. My grandmother would take me with her to church, and I got a good, solid foundation of what it meant to have a strong faith. And so I had a great deal of respect for God, and through spending a lot of time with them and watching them, learned how to pray and have my own personal experience with the Lord. So, you know,
so who out of the stories you've heard and the people you've known, who do you think has led the most interesting life?
It's a toss up. Because my dad was in the Second World War, being able to hear his stories about being in Europe and being in the Philippines and the experiences that he had kind of gave me an idea of what it must have been like to leave your family or to, you know, to go off to a strange place. And so, you know, that made him quite fascinating. But my mom had a very difficult life, and to listen to her share about what she endured as a child growing up, I would say they had probably the most interesting lives that I've had the opportunity to be to have a knowledge of.
You said that your father was both in the Philippines and Europe?
Yes.
So was he on both sides of the war?
No,
like,
he was in both.
In Pacific and?
Yes. He started out in Europe. I believe he was in France and in part of Germany. And then once VE Day came, he was then taken to, brought back to the States and then shipped over to the Philippines for the Pacific Theater, and was there until the end of, until BJ Day.
So what kind of stories did he tell, if any?
If you've ever known anybody that has been in wartime, Desert Storm, any of the more current times, Afghanistan and Iraq, they're not going to tell you horror stories, generally speaking. They're going to tell you little life experience stories. And so much of what my dad talked about was in Europe. In order to get food, they would loot farms. Most of them had already been bombed out, and so there may have been a few stray chickens or whatever. They would get be able to get eggs from the farm. And when he went to the Philippines, he would tell stories because he was, when he went there, was involved in the kind of like almost like a media type thing as far as doing helping with USO shows and things like that. He would talk about building a set, building a stage, putting together a sound system and things like that. In Europe, he actually did, he was an army, so he was a soldier on the ground. But by the time he went to the Philippines, he was not in direct fighting of any kind. He was there on a base in the Philippines.
Did he ever say if he regretted not fighting while he was in the Philippines?
No. I think having had the experience of going into Europe while the war was still very active was enough for him you know, to at the young age that he was, to have seen people die in front of him. And I don't know, I don't remember him ever telling me that he ever was personally responsible for shooting anyone directly. But, you know, I know he saw people die as a result of fighting. You know, I don't think once you've had that experience, you're really looking forward to that again necessarily.
Moving a little further ish. What was your favorite job that you've held?
I went to school for bookkeeping, for business school, for bookkeeping after high school, and realized that I really had a passion for that. And so I loved working in the bookkeeping field. I never felt like it was going to work because I really enjoyed what I did. And so I would say probably my last two jobs before I retired, I was working in a bookstore as the bookkeeper and doing payroll and paying all the bills and taking care of all of the benefits, packages, and things like that. And so, and the same, I worked in a school, my last job, doing the very same thing. And so I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the interaction with people, and I enjoy working with numbers.
Who or what led you into pursuing bookkeeping?
When I was in high school, I went to a school that was pretty much a college preparatory school. Had to take biology and math and Latin, and I took French. And the one thing that really that I realized was I was not really a student's student. So I knew that that was not something, college was not necessarily going to be in my future. So I took a course, as an elective, I took a bookkeeping class. And when I got into that class, I realized, this is my passion. I really like this. I get it. I understood debits and credits. I understood, you know, depreciation and all those things. And so that I knew then that was my direction.
You said that you had to learn French and Latin, at least a small portion.
Yes.
Did that knowledge ever become useful to you?
Oh, yes, definitely. one job that I held, the very first job that I ever got, I moved into several different positions in the company. I started out in an accounts payable department, and because it was a very large company, it was a government subcontractor, and it was very large. So you only got a very small portion of what would have been a bookkeeping task. And it got a little boring after a while, and then the job was posted for assistant to the administrator in the marketing department. And I went for that job and was able to get it. And while I worked there, for the administrator, the vice president's secretary became ill, and I had to fill in for her with her boss, who did a lot of traveling in Europe, and France was one of the countries that he would travel to, and he would call me on the phone from Paris and dictate letters to me and use terminology and things, and I would be able to see paperwork coming from France and was able to help I was able to understand some of it because of what I had learned. I had 2 years of French. Now I couldn't tell you anything, but you know, back then I was still young enough and close enough to the experience of high school that it, you know, it came to me easily. And Latin, quite honestly, I think Latin should be required. It is a foundational language. It may be a dead language to most, but much of the English language has its basis in Latin root words. And so even reading things now, not knowing maybe what it means, but realizing that, oh, I recognize that as part of a word I remember from Latin, meaning this, and you can figure out many times what a word means.
So what kind of lessons has working taught you?
One thing I realized was very important was doing my very best, giving my very best to my employer, trying to be an asset no matter what department I was in or what situation I was in. It taught me to stick with it, stick with the job until you completed it, and not get discouraged.
So based on everything that you've experienced and heard of, what kind of advice would you give me and others as we move forward in our lives?
I would say try to find what your passion is, something that you absolutely love, and pursue that, because many, many times if you have a passion for something, then you probably have already the abilities to do that, and it will drive you to be able to accomplish things that may seem impossible to you. And if you do something that you love, you're never going to go to work. It won't be just a job. It's going to be your passion.
Okay.
And be smart with your money.
It's probably one of the big ones.
Yeah. Learn to live within your means. Doesn't mean you can't do some extra things for yourself once in a while, but don't ever allow yourself to be so desiring things that are so beyond what you can afford that you're going to put yourself in a place that you don't want to be.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Is that enough?